Okay, today's Daf Mem Vav. We are on Mem Hey Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the bottom. Niskadcha Shalola Das Aviha. So, if we said yesterday that there was a machlokes, if a katana was had kedushin with the das of her father, but then did not have nisuin with the das of her father. So some said that it was good. Some said it was no good. Sorry. Let me take that back. Some said she can eat truma, because we're going to assume the father's okay with it. After all, the kedushin was okay. And some said, no, maybe the father is going to reject and somehow cancel this marriage. And then, if that's true, it'll be that a zara, a non-kohen, ate truma. So now the Gemara says as follows. What if, niskacha shalol das aviha, v'nithes shalol das aviha? She got kedushin and nisuin without her father's knowledge. The aviha kan. And the father's right here. The father's right here. He's in the town. He saw her get kedushin. He saw the boy come to the door. He saw him give her a ring with Edim. He saw the wedding invitations come out, go out. He saw it all. And he never said a word. So then, Rav Huna Amar Ocheles. Rav Huna says, in such a case, she can eat truma. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Eino Ocheles. And Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, no. Amar Ula, Hadar Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Vard over here, that says that she can eat truma, doesn't make any sense. Why? Because kechometz l'shinayim, it's like vinegar in the teeth, ka'ashen le'inayim, and smoke in our eyes. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Hashta, uma hasam, in the case before, where it was the kedushe de'oraisa, where it was a kedushin de'oraisa. Why? Because the father was present and agreed with the kedushin. And the only problem was, he didn't agree to the suin. And what did you say? Amarta lo achla. She cannot eat. Because maybe the father's going to find out about the nisuin. He's going to object. And therefore the marriage is not going to be a good marriage. And therefore she can't eat truma. Hacha lo kolshkin. So certainly here, where what? Here, where the father knows about the kedushin and the nisuin. And he doesn't say a word. Of course she can't eat truma. Right? Therefore, Rav Huna doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Nirin Kedivrei Talmud. It must be that his Talmud is correct. Who's his Talmud? Rav Yirmiyah. He must be right. Amar Rava. So Rava says, my time de Rav Huna. So Taka, what's Rav Huna's reason? What is Rav Huna's reason that if the father knows about everything, it's good? She can eat truma. So the Gemara says, it's obvious. Hoel v'naseba maisi yisomu b'chai ha'av. It's as if she's acting as if she doesn't have a father. In other words, she's a Yisoma, but the father's alive. In other words, the father's watching Kedushin, the invitations, the calling up Rabbanim to without a Kedushin, the getting the chuppah, everything's getting done. And the father doesn't protest at all. It must be he's okay with everything. No father would sit there idly by, not happy with this shidduch, and let it go from beginning to mamash to end. No one would do that. Since the father's quiet the whole time, so he's maskim. But so we said yesterday, well, if it's only Erisin, or if it's only Nisuin, maybe he's angry, so he's not saying anything. Maybe he's okay, so he's not saying anything. So we have all different studim to go both ways. But when it comes to, he's silent for everything, he agrees. And therefore, if Huna said, it's okay. Next. Itmar. Kitana sheniskaja shelo ladas aviha. If a katana got married without the das of her father, right? She had kedushin without the das of her father. Amar Rav. Rav says, so we said yesterday that the father has the right to stop this nisuin. Right? We said that yesterday. We didn't understand why. Because we still don't understand why. We didn't understand why. Because kedushin is already married. How could the father come along and stop the nisuin? Anyway, the father has such a right. Now the Gemara takes it even one step further. Bein he, bein aviyah yichol na'akev. She, the daughter, or the father, can stop the shidduch. Can stop the kibim akev, the nesuin, and stop this marriage. So the Gemara says, v'rav asi amar, no, aviha v'lo he. Only the father, not the mother. Not her. Only the father, not her. What's the svar that she can stop the shidduch? She's not even a gadola. She's a 10-year-old girl. How could she now stop the nisuin? What right does she have to do that? Right? So we'll answer that question in a minute. We'll answer it now. So Tosva says, Tosfos says as follows. But you have a question? The question is, how does she have the right to stop the shidduch? Rav said whether it's her or the father. So the father, we understand, he's the father. What is she? She's a katana. She doesn't even have the right to be. Where does she come off? How does that happen? Says Tosfos that since the father wasn't there, it's all premised on the fact that the father wasn't there when the kedushin was made. Right? He wasn't there. She did it without his das. Since he wasn't there when the kedushin was made, his haskama. So then, what happens if he finds out? He could say one of two things. Either he could say mazel tov, or over my dead body, right? So if he says mazel tov, wonderful, then his haskama, his agreement, gives it a stamp of approval that fully married. He could say no way. He could say no way, and then it's not going to work. That was yesterday. The father has the right to stop it. Says Tosfos, that how does that work? After the fact that the father is going to give his stamp of approval, how's that going to work? So Tosfos says it's going to work at midin zechia, zachir la'adam shalom b'fanav. That the father's going to give his stamp of approval because he heard his daughter got married. It's a nice, nice boy. He likes him. So he'll say, fine, it's good. I should have known about it. I should have been consulted. I should have been the one to do it. She's a katana, but I give my stamp of approval. So the girl doesn't want this guy. She's, oh, what a mistake I made. So what kind of zechia is that? That's what it means that the girl can stop it. She can't stop it. She can demonstrate to her father. If the father would know this is how his daughter feels, it's not going to allow this. Now, having said that, it's true that lechatchila the father can marry off his daughter to anybody he wants, any loser and any mean, and it doesn't make a difference. The father has the right to do that. We're talking about a case where the father was not there from day one. He didn't know about the shidduch. He only found out about it afterwards. So his stamp of approval works with the zechiyah. If she's not happy with it, it's not zechiyah. It's a chov. I don't want to stay married to this guy. Please save me. Save me, right? Save me. So that's what it means that she's in charge. That's what it means. Tosfos of Rosh is a very similar vart that we think that the silence, when the father was silent, he gives a stamp of approval. If she doesn't want it, then there's no what's stamp of approval. She doesn't want it, right? He's giving a stamp of approval. Something to give a stamp of approval for. She doesn't want it. Same very similar idea. Okay. So Eis Vei. Wait a minute. We have a kasha. The kasha is as follows: Eis Rav Huna L'Rav Asi Va'amri Le'Chia Bar Rav L'Rav Asi. You just said, Rav Asi, that the daughter has no right to stop the marriage. But I will bring you a raya from the Torah. That's not true. Because it says in the Torah that when a man is mafate a woman, he seduces a woman, the halacha is, he has to marry her. Right? Im ma'ein yima'ein aviha. If the father doesn't want this, he refuses to allow his daughter to be married to such a low person of low character. He doesn't want that. So what do we say? Ainli elavia. I only know that the father has the right to say, no way my daughter's marrying this guy. This guy was just mafata my daughter. How do I know? He atzma minayim. How do I know she herself has the right to say, there's no way I married this guy. This guy was mafata me. How do we know? Talmud lomar. Imo'in yimo'in. A double lashon. Mikal makom. So what do you see? That a girl does have the right to refuse a marriage. She does. How can you tell me she doesn't? It's a fair shapasak. So it's a fair shapasak. When a woman is mafat, she herself. This is an extra limit in the Torah that she herself can say, I don't want. Right? The Ramban says over there, what kind of person would want to be married to such a guy? What kind of din is this? So the Ramban explains Allah Torah because listen, it's not. It's not, especially in those days, it wasn't so easy having a shidduch. Okay, so the guy made a mistake. The guy had a yetzahara. He had a taiva for her. Well, settle down. That's what the Ramban says. It wasn't so easy to get the girl married. You have a potential guy, and if they want, he has to. He has to marry her. He's never allowed to divorce her. So okay, I understand. He made a mistake. So people make mistakes. But he has the right to say, no way. Right? So how could you tell me that she never can protest? What do you mean right here with the Torah says she could protest? So Amar Luhu Rav Lo Siz Lebas Ipcha. Don't tell me this nonsense kashis. Right? Ipcha means the opposite. Don't tell me things that are the opposite. Don't tell me things that have no, Rashi says, has no substance. Don't bring me kashis that have no substance. Why not? Yachal, I would think, oh Yachal Shnuluchu, I can answer you as follows. Keep going, for example, Shepita Shalol Shemishus. No. He seduced her not to marry her, just to be with her. It was a lol shame ishus. This man had no intention of ever having a marriage. So it was a pure bal taiva. And that's what's going on. Shlol shame ishus. So the Gemara says, Pitosh lol shame ishus, kraboy. Well, I need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody seduces a woman, not l'shem ishos, that the father has the right to say, I don't want this to be a marriage. I need a pasuk for that. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Long, what the pasuk means to say is, she'shemeshalim knas kimifuta. What the pasuk means is, she has to pay a knas like a mifuta. In other words, of course there's no marriage here. He had no intention. He was a total bal taiva. He's going to pay, even as if he was a mifuta trying to marry her. That's what we're trying to say. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, Amalei Rav Yosef, Ihachi, if that's true, in other words, Rashi says it's a very unusual Ihachi. Normally Ihachi means Akasha, but this is a very rare Ihachi. Normally Ihachi means Akasha. If so, I have Akasha. Here it means, if so, I have a Raya. You know how I know you're right? Ihachi, Rashi says, Ihachi, Siyasahi, to support, right? When they teach Gemara, right, there are these common words that you know, we're switching now gears, right? So here's an ihachi, we're not switching gears. Ihachi, if so, hainu diktanina, that's why we learned, mohar yahamarena loli isha. That's another raya. In other words, what does that mean? That means that the pasuk that continues, if the father and the girl, let's say, agree, all right, well, let this guy marry her. Then he has to give her mohar yehamarena. What's that? That's kesef kedushin. Right? It's a ksuva, whatever. It's some kind of kedushin money. So, what's he giving her kedushin money for? Obviously, when he seduced her, he had no intention of marrying her. It was pure taiva. What's now? Now, everyone came to their senses. All right. Like the Ramban said, he's better than nobody, right? He's better than... She should stay single her whole life. All right, so we'll let this guy, we'll send him to some musr classes, we'll work on him. All right, so what happens now? They all agree to that. He has to pay kedushin. Obviously, the original maisa had no kedushin attached to it at all. Right? Mahar yamarena lo isha. Tzvichai mehad kedushin. V'yampita l'shum ishus. Kedushin lamali. But if the whole seduction was l'ishus, what does he pay? What does he give kedushin now for? Obviously, it was not. So when Abaya says not such a raya. You know why? Tzricha kedushin l'dasavia. No, it could be she has to give kedushin now to satisfy the father. Could be. In other words, that issue not such a raya. In other words, it could be it maybe was for kedushin, as we said. Otherwise, who needs a pasuk? What's he giving more money for? Yeah, because the first time the father didn't know about it, he didn't agree to that. To that, even it's not a raya that it was not kedushin. It's just a raya. It's just saying that he has to give again for the das of the father. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah. We really had this Mishnah already. Ha'omer le'isha. The man says to a woman, Hiskadji li b'tamarazu. How about, would you become the Kurdish to me with this date? Right, a tamar is a date, right? Because a tamar means also the name of a woman, and the woman you go out on a date with. That's another thing to get, right? That's a very rising smart. It's not mine. Hiskadji li b'tamarazu. Be makadish to me with this date. Hiskadji li b'zu. Again, be makadosh to me with another date. But he keeps saying that, and he keeps sticking in the word be makadosh to me. So the Mishnah said, we said this in Gemara already. Im yesh ba'achas mehen shava pruta. If any of the dates by themselves only is worth a pruta, mikudeshes, then she's divorced. V'im lav, and if not, enu mikudeshes, she's not divorced. Why? We're going to explain. Because since you said each time. Mikudeshes, you intended to make a brand new Maisa Kedushin. So therefore, since you kept saying, will you be Mekudesh to me with this date? It's not that be Mekudesh to me with a pile of dates, but I'm just a slow person, so I'm giving them one by one. We're going to have that case in a minute. That's not what we're talking about. Since you kept saying, be Mekudesh to me, every time you open your mouth and say, be Mekudesh to me, and you bring your hand to a new date, you're talking about a whole new Maisa. Therefore, each individual date, one of them has to be worth a pruta. If not, we don't combine them. Second case. Bizu. How about here's one, and this, and this. So what's going on? You're very slow. So, im, yesh, shave, pruta, bekulan. If they all add up to a pruta, then mekudeshas. So why don't you just give her the whole pile at one time? Because you're slow, or you want to schlep it out. right? You want to schlep it out, right? Now, but if they all add up to a pruta, it's one maisa. You only say mekudesh is one time, one maisa. It's all you need is they have to add up to a pruta. What about the imla then mekudesh? And if not. What about haisa ochelas rishona rishona? Every time you give her one, she eats it. Every time you give one, she eats it. So then what? Then the Mishnah says, "Ain't mekudeshes." She's not mekudeshes. Now this case, that every time you give one, she eats it, is that the first case or the second case? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay. Ain't mekudeshes. Ad sheyehei ba'achas mehen shavah pruta. At least one of them has to be worth a pruta. Why? The Gemara will explain. So. Sorry. Mantana Hiskachi Hiskachi. Who is the author of this Mishnah that says that every time you say the word Hiskachi, you mean a whole new Maisa, and therefore it has to be each individual date has to be worth a pruta. Amar Rabba says, Rabbi Shimon he. It's Rabbi Shimon. The Amar who said, Ad Shi Omar Shvua Lechol Echad V'Echad. If you lend money to five people, I'm sorry, you owe money to five people, and A, B, C, D, and E, and A says, where's the money you owe me? Well, I don't owe you any money. And you say to B, I don't owe you any money. And you say to C, I don't owe you any money. And then you say to A, I'll make a shvua that I don't know. And you say to B, I'll make a shvua. So again, the same thing. If you say to all five in one shot, I don't owe any of you, I'll make a shvua, I don't owe any of you money, and then it turns out you're a liar, whatever, so how many shvuas do you have to make? One. But if you said to each individual person, I'll make a shvua, I'll make a shvua, I'll make a shvua, then you have to make a shvua to each and every one. Just like over here, you said iskachi, iskachi, iskachi. Each time you say the word iskachi, each time you say the word shvua, each time you say the word iskachi, each time you say the word shvua, you mean a different maisa, and therefore each date has to be worth a pruta on its own legs, and each time you talk to the guy, you have to make a shvua to that guy. The lumdus over here is that the Rambam Paskins, like Rav Shimon over here, that would say it's gachi, you have to say pruta, you have to each day has to be worth a pruta. But in the case of Shavuot, in Hilchas Nedarim, he doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon. He paskins like Rav Yehuda. Like we had on Friday's daf, I think, that there was like a four-way machlokas, what if you say with a vav, without a vav, right? We had a whole machlokas about when you're talking to a bunch of people about the Shavuot, he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. So everyone asks, because it's a stira. So the Kesef Mishnah has an unbelievable answer. He says, listen, this is a Stam Mishnah. So Stam Mishnah, Ram Hol, like a Stam Mishnah. And over there in the Dharma, it's also a Stam Mishnah. And there, Shimon is an altered cheetah over there. So that's over there, what the Kesef Mishnah says. Yeah, they've been consistent, but they could be inconsistent. The Ramam was basing it on Stam Mishnah's. But the issue asks, that's impossible, because the Gemara would have given that answer here. Why would the Gemara give that answer? No. Who's the author here? Rav Shimon. What about over there? There's a different brisa. Since the Gemara didn't say that, the correct answer is that. So there's a whole, the Peneshu has a whole long lambda that didn't understand it, had to do with the Vavs. The Rambam didn't like the Vavs issue, because we said on Friday that when you don't say Vavs, then you mean one Shavua. I make a Shavua to you. What if he said you, then we said it was different halacha. So the whole lambda had the Vavs, he didn't like that. Okay. Next, Ad Shiomel Shavu Lachol Echad V'Echad. I said that. Bezu Imish Bekol Shavu Pruta. Now, then the last case of the Mishnah was if a woman's eating a date, you give her a date, she eats it. You give her one, she eats it. So what did we say? Then we said the Mishnah said that she's not Mekudosh until one of them is worth a Pruta. Right. So the Gemara says Ahaya. Which case of the Mishnah is that going on? Our Mishnah had two cases. Ilema Aresha. If you're telling me that the issue of the eating goes on the Resha, that cannot be. Why not? Because in the Resha we said that when you said, marry me with this date, marry me with this date, marry me with this date, what did we say? We said that since you said marry me so many times, each individual date has to be worth a pruta. So what's the difference if you're eating them or not? One of them has to be. So what's the difference if she's eating them or not? Even if they're on the table. Well, go call an expert. Is that worth a pruta? Is that worth a pruta? What does she have to be eating them for? Then the third case says, if she's eating them, then one of them has to be worth a pruta. Doesn't make sense if it's the first case. The first case, each one has to be worth a pruta. What's the difference if you're eating them or not? What's eating them in? They have to be worth a pruta.
Eating is
we're going to get to that in a second. So then why do you have to charge? Why do you have to eat them? They have to be worth a pruta. Because the guy said, marry me so many times, each mite has to be worth a pruta. So the second...
Walk away from the table.
What?
She would get up and walk away from
so the Gemara doesn't assume that's an afkamina. So... Why does she have to be eating them? I feel even if they're on the table also. Why? Because he said marry me so many times. So each date, one of them has to be worth a pruta. So what's the difference if she's eating them? What's that kid eating? Ella asefa. It must be on the seifa. In other words, he's giving her a whole basket full of dates. And he's giving them to her one at a time. Why is he doing that? I don't know. He's giving it to her one at a time, slow. It's a slow, right? He's trying to woo her over. How about this date? And then here's another one. And she's munching on them. So what do we say? As long as one of them is worth a pruta, right? Then she'll be married. Now, the second case we said, they have to add up to a pruta. But that's not a stira. That's not a stira. So the Gemara says, the afilu b'kamaisa, even the first one, in other words, the man comes to the woman's house with a pile of dates. He has no intention of being mekadesh her with one date. He wants to be mekadesh her with the whole entire pile. It's a long kedushin process. He gives her a date, she eats it. He gives her another one, and she eats it. And it goes on all afternoon. Then at the end, when she has no dates left, so, Nuk, will you marry me? So the halacha is, that if they all added up to a pruta, then she's married. Let's say he stops in the middle. Says, you know what, I don't like the way she eats. This is not for me. And she walks out. She now owes him the value of those dates that she ate. Because it's not a kedushin. Kedushin's hers. What is this? It's a loan. Even if there is a kedushin, even if there is a kedushin, the Gemara assumes now that the first date that she eats is a loan. Why? Because the kedushin is not happening on that date. It's happening on all the dates. That date's not the one that's being mekadesh. All of them are being mekadesh. Therefore, it's a loan, and you can't be mekadesh with a loan. Why can't you be mekadesh with a loan? That's tomorrow's stuff.
There's no loan stipulation.
Doesn't make a difference. She now owes him that date. She doesn't have to give it to him. Why not? Because He's being mochel the loan in terms of the marriage. He gave a woman $100. You owe me $100. I'll owe you $100. You know what? Don't pay me back $100. Marry me instead. That's not a good kedushin. So that's tomorrow's daf. You can't be mekadesh like that. That's basically what's going on here. I'm giving you the dates now. You're eating them now, and be mekadesh me that you don't have to give them back. It's really a loan, right? It's a loan.
Why didn't they give? I don't
care. Because you didn't give it, you didn't walk. We're going to have the gift in a minute. That's the whole Amud Beis. Because you didn't come in as a gift. You came in with the intention of being Mekadesher. What? Yeah, but your actions speak louder than words. You're right, you never stipulated. What are you doing? You're basically giving her a loan. You're right, you never said it. But that's exactly what's going on. So therefore, it's a loan. So some of the say, so we're going to, Amr of Yochanan, Hare Shulchan, we have a table, Hare Basar, there's meat, Hare Sakin, there's a knife, the Ein Lan Lechav, we have no food. In other words, we don't understand this Mishnah. What's his case? If she's eating them, then if one of them is worth a pruta, it's a good kedushin. So, Rav Ushmuel Amri Tavayhu, Rav Ushmuel both answer, La'olam Aresha. Really, it's talking about the Resha, where you said, marry me so many times. Our kasha was, then what's the chiddush of the Seifa? What's the chiddush of case number three of the eating? What's the difference? The lomi baya ka'amar. The answer is, there is no chiddush. Lomi baya, you're right. Lomi baya munachat. Of course, don't even have to tell me that a case where they're lying on the table and he kept saying, marry me so many times, to eat ikashav apruta in ilolo. Right? Aval, but Ocheles, what if she's munching on them and they're not really worth a pruta? How well, since umikrava haniyasa, she's getting hana right this second. I might think ema gomer umakna nafshe, maybe she will agree to be kona herself on less than a pruta because the hana is so immediate. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Right? Of course, if they're not, why? You didn't tell me I need a Mishnah on the Mem Vav of Kedushin that has to be worth a Pruta? Is that what I need? Of course not. But even if I would think, wait, she said I had no right to second. I'm not giving her a ring that's almost worth a Pruta that she has to now go and sell. No! I'm giving her food right now! So it's less than a Pruta? She doesn't care. So therefore, I would think it's good. Kamash Malan is no good. That's the Rav and Shmuel. Asked Tosas Hishanim, didn't we learn that Gimel? That we learned back in the B's and the Gimel that this Pruta is not subjective. It's an objective Pruta, unlike by Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, we said, right, the guy, we had those cases. He gave a kerchief, some kind of yarmulke, some kind of hat. It was not worth 5 shloim, but to me it was. Right, because he wore hats, so to him it was worth 5. His loan was 4 shloim, but he would have to go to the store and spend 5, so to him it was worth 5. That we said was good. But Pidyon HaBen. By Kedushin, we don't say that. By Kedushin, we don't say that. What's going on here? Well, she might agree to be married for less than a pruta. Kamash Malan, no, she doesn't agree. She can't agree to that. Who said she could agree? She can't agree. The pruta's not a subjective idea. It's not Pidyon HaBen. It's an objective amount. Right? So the Tosafot Yeshanim says, that's exactly the point. Don't think that Kedushin is like Pidyon HaBen. Don't think that. It's not true. It has to be objective. To ask the Berachah Shmuel, can I have me to that? We learned that from the Beis. The Gimel, we learned that it has to be objective Pruta. You can't have subjective. Ah, Pidyon HaBen, that we learned that out of Pukim. That's a different thing. Right? We said that we don't want to make girls so cheap, and they're going to be better less than a Pruta. Right? We don't do that to B'nos Yisrael. We had all those reasons. All that Torah. What's going on here? So by the way, so says Reb Chaim, you know what's going on here? By Eved Ivri, we had a Havamina, that Eved Ivri could be Kona with less than a Pruta. It had such a Havamina. It was based on Psukim, and we said, no, there's a Pasuk about Kesef Miknaso, has to be worth a Pruta. We're Havaminas that maybe Eved Ivri could be you could be Kona and Eved Ivri with less than a Pruta. If you could be Kona and Eved Ivri, also a Jew. Right? The guy stole. So he's still a Jew. And maybe he could be caught with less than a pruta. So too, maybe a girl could be caught with less than a pruta if it's a issue of hana. Says Reb Chaim, no. So it's a valid havamina. It's a valid havamina. Right? He asks, what kind of havamina? We don't have gimel. No, it's a valid havamina. We had it by Eved Ivri. Says Reb Chaim, the fact that a woman could be married with a pruta is not a issue like all mekach and memka. What if you steal less than a pruta? It's not called stealing. It's less than a pruta, right? What if you damage somebody less than a pruta? That's not called damaging. It's less than a pruta. What if you mekadesh isha with less than a pruta? It's not called kedushin. It's less than a pruta. And that's not what it's. It's not like that. It's a special gzeres hakasov that it has to be, because if you go down that road, well, to him it's worth more than a pruta, right? There's a big shaila. Let's say you have a picture of your great grandmother, and to you it's worth. It's priceless to you, and somebody destroys it. Objectively, it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. Subjectively, it's worth a lot. It's a big shiloh over there. There's a Rosh Hashanah Zalman, there's a Shach. It's a big shiloh. Objectively, it's not worth a thing. It's 2 cents. It's not worth a pruta. Subjectively, that's my family heirloom. Right? So too over here. Subjectively, what do you mean? She's agreeing. You have it by Eved Ivri. Maybe we have it by Mazik. We might have it by Mazik. If you ruin someone's pictures, we might have such an idea. Says Reb Chaim, no, it's nothing to do with that. It's a gzeres hakasov. Has to be a pruta. That's the answer. Nothing to do with subjective, nothing to do with anything. It's a special din that a kedushin has to be worth a pruta. Having said that, so that's the answer. Okay. That's Rav and Shmuel's answer. Really, this third case of the eating is going on the first case of the Mishnah, and there's no chiddush at all. Or the chiddush is that the pruta is a rock solid pruta. That's the chiddush. Okay? Rav Ami Amar, the whole dafka is going to be Rav Ami. Rav Ami Amar, lola, ma seifa. No, we're talking about the seifa. And we had a question. The question was, that it's a milva, right? Umay ad shehei ba'achas mehen shava pruta. What did the Mishnah mean when it said, and one of them must be worth a pruta? Ad shehei ba'achrona shava pruta. The last one you give her has to be worth a pruta. So ein achinami, there's no loan. What are the rest of them? A gift. And when's his kedusha going to be chal? The last one. That's what you said. The last one's going to work. Amar Rava, Shmamina Medivavami Tlas. So I learned from Rami three things. Shmamina, I learned Hamakadesh Bimilva Einu Mekadeshes. You can't be Mekadesh alone, which is tomorrow's daf. B. Shmamina Hamakadesh Bimilva Ubipruta Daita Apruta. So let's say you want to consider the first 99 dates is alone. Let's say it is. But the last one's not alone. The last one's a Kedushin. Right, he saved the last one, it's all wrapped up nice, right? With the flower attached to it. That's the last one. That's the meaning for the Kedushin. So it's 99 is alone. We've got from Milva and a Pruta. The das is on the Pruta. No problem. And the third one, Ushmamina, and I learned from here, that Ma'os Ba'alma Chozrin. Let's say, for whatever reason, since we hold that the first 99 is alone, so let's say he wouldn't have given the 100th. He wouldn't have given it. And now he walks out, whatever it is. For whatever reason, Rashi says, for whatever reason it doesn't go through, what happens to all those 99? She owes it to him. So what do you see from that? That if you give somebody Kesef Kedushin, and for whatever reason, the Kesef Kedushin does not carry through, what's the halacha? You have to give the money back. Right? That's not such a wild cheetah. For whatever reason it doesn't go through, you have to give it back. So for example, let's say you makadish your sister. That's not a kedushin. That kedushin is not going to happen. What's the halacha? She has to give it back. Right? You're looking at it like I'm from Mars. Itmar, hamakadish achoso. If somebody marries his sister, Rav Omar Mos Chosrin. Rav says the money goes back. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Mos Matana. No, it's a gift. Asks Tosfos, wait a minute. 5 minutes ago, we said, Rav and Shmuel did not hold like Ravami. They didn't interpret the Mishnah like they could have. They could have interpreted that Mishnah that we just had on Amud Aleph, that what's the case of the eating? Rav and Shmuel said, no, it's going on the Reisha. What's the Reisha? Where each one has to be worth a pruta. What's the chiddush? Oh, the chiddush is you have to be mekadesh the pruta. Don't tell me the hanok could be less. What about the whole thing with the loan? And they rejected it all. So what would Rav and Shmuel hold about a case of money going back? Maybe they wouldn't hold like that. Rav says the money goes back. So Tosus, the Tosus of Di'itmar, see Tosus says Di'itmar. So Tosus says the dalet should not be there. It should just say Itmar. It's a whole new thing out of left field. Otherwise, Rav's contradicting himself. If you say it's di'itmar, like continuing the story, di'itmar, because we learned, you can't say because we learned, because Rav doesn't hold like this, on Amud Aleph. Even if you say itmar, what's Rav shita now? Why would Rav hold in the case of the... So the answer is, so what's going on here with Rav? Rav doesn't make any sense. On one hand, Rav says, since, well, Tosos assumed that since Rav did not learn the Mishnah like Ravami, He rejected everything about loans, everything about money going back. So then why does he hold over here that if you mekadesh your sister, the money goes back? Why? Right? So Tosfos says that everybody agrees. There's no shiloh whether or not you can mekadesh your sister. It's not a shiloh. No one holds a can mekadesh your sister. What you do over here, we're gonna have in a minute. Nobody holds a can mekadesh your sister. Rav, but the other case wasn't so simple. It was a suffix, really. Right? What's going on here with the kedushin, with the money, with the eating? It's very complicated. So there, Rav could have held it was good. Here, Rav holds how money has to go back. It's not such a stira. At first blush, it's a stira. But says Tosfos, I hear what you say. I hear all that. Still, itmar. It's not a continuation. The continuation is a little bit dope on Rav. Not a continuation. It's a brand new story. What's the brand new story? If you're Mekadesh, your sister, the money goes back. Shmuel says the money does not go back. Shmuel Omar Mos Matana. It's a Matana. Rav Omar Mos Chozrin. The money goes back. Adam Yodea. Everybody knows. She'ein Kiddushin Tosin Bachoso. There's no way you can be Mekadesh's sister. It's impossible. The Gomar Venasan L'shum Pikadon. So he gave it to her as a Pikadon. He knew that she's having company. And she wants to be impressed them. So he said, you know, you take my gold, my leichter, and I'm a Mekadesh with it. Right? What do you do that for? He wanted her to have the nice Pikadon when the company comes. That's all it was. So the Gemara says, so Valei Malei, it should be Kodesh. Why did he do that? So the Gemara says, no, Savar lo makabla. He was scared she wouldn't take it. Right? If I tell my sister, why don't you here borrow my fancy thing, you're having fancy company, that she won't do. But to be Makadish, her brother, that she'll take it. That's a kasha. Shmuel Savar, Shmuel says, no, Mos Matana, it was a gift. Right? The sister's tight. She's hard making ends meet. So the brother's going to give her a gift. And Ma'adam Yodash Ein Kedushin Tovsin Bachos. Everybody knows you came to Makadish, your sister. So V'gamar V'natzin L'shom Matana. So he gave it as a Matana. Therefore, does the money have to go back? It does not have to go back. So the Gemara says, V'nei Malei V'shom Matana. So why didn't he tell her that? Here, sis, I know you're tight. Here's a check. The answer is, Savar Kisifala Milsa. She was going to be embarrassed. So he gave her a crazy way to give her the money. He didn't want to embarrass her, taking a handout. So he gave her a Mabim Makadish you. Right? So if she had half a grain, she would realize he's doing that not to embarrass her, and she'll take the check. Right? Okay. Masav Ravina. Ravina asks, wait a minute. Hamakadesh chalaso mikemach. I'm sorry. Hamafrish chalaso kemach. If somebody's mafrish chala from flour, the halacha is that chala can only be mafrish from dough, not from flour. So what if somebody goes ahead and is makadesh his flour? Before he baked it already, he gave challah to the Kohen. Ain't a challah, it's not challah. The gazel biyad Kohen. And if the Kohen keeps it, he's over gezela, because he doesn't return it. So the Gemara says, Vamai gazel biyad Kohen. Why is that gezela? Name it, let's say, Adam Yodea, everybody knows, she'ain mafrish and challah, kemach. Everybody knows there's no such thing as challah for kemach. Everybody knows that. You can't give challah from flour, you can only give challah from baked dough. After it's dough ready. So everybody knows that. So why did he give him kemach? The nasan l'shom matana. And he gave it as a matana. He knows his coin. He knows his coin is very, very poor. So he goes, I should make challah for it. Now give him the flour. Let him do whatever he wants with it. That's all he's doing. Why is he a goslin? Shmuel just said, you can do the same thing to your sister. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam, it's different by challah. You know why? It's going to be a terrible churban. It's going to be a terrible churban. It's going to be a terrible avir is going to happen. Zinan maybe, to islay kohen pachos mi chamesh revoyim. The kohen is going to have less than 5/4, which is 1 1/4. The gigantic Rashi here. How you know that the shear of challah is 1 1/4. 1 1/4 of dough is the shear of challah. So what's going to happen? You just gave the kohen flour. Is that really challah? Absolutely not. But the Kohen's going to think it is challah. After all, he didn't tell him it's for a gift. He told him it's challah. What's he going to do? He's going to combine this dough, this flour, with other dough. Right? The Islay Kohen Pachas B'Chamesh Revoyim. He's going to have other flour that has less than the shear. The Olish Lay B'Hadi Adadi. And he's going to knead these two doughs together. And once you do that, there's going to be more than the shear. Why? Because he almost had a shear, and you gave him more. That's going to make it go over the shear. The kasavar, niskana isaso, and he's going to say to himself, I don't have to give challah now. He already gave challah. He gave it to me like this. The asil amichle tevila, he's eating tevel. So if you can't do that. No, but he's going to think the challah was given already. Because you knocked on his door and said, here's challah, but it's only flour. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I have another dough over there left in the shear. This was given already. I can combine them. No problem. It's not true. Now you went over the shear. He's going to be in tevel. That's a terrible avla. So you gave your sister money the same kedushin. What's the avla? There's no avla. So therefore, she doesn't have to give it back. It's a present. You can't say that here it's a present. A terrible avir is going to happen. Tevel yichayev kares.
The flour he gave is still
tevel. Exactly. The flour he gave is still tevel. Why? Because you can't be mafresh challah on flour. Can only be mafresh challah on dough. So this is all tevel. A terrible avir is going to happen. So the Gemara says, how can that avir happen? V'amarti, you just said, Adam yodei she'ein mafresh challah kemach. You just said that everybody knows it doesn't work. So the Kohen knows. Right? Everybody knows. Everybody knows. So if everybody knows, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, unbelievable Musar Haskel. Yodeia the eni there. No, they know, but they don't really know. Yodeia, they know she'ein mafresh challah kemach. They know that you can't give challah from dough. But people mistakenly think, you know why? Because they don't want to be, the reason why is the Eini Yodea, the Sarva Tamayo, they think, my Mishom Terechet the Kohen. They think the reason why you can't give challah, really you can give challah from flour. But why not? Because it's a bath, then the korban has to go bake it. So you're making the korban do more work. Therefore, only give it on dough already. And what if the korban doesn't mind? If the korban doesn't mind, then it's okay. That's not the halacha. That's what people think. Right? People don't learn, so they make up all their own assumptions. They make up all their own conclusions. The decoy, achilse. Right, they're going to say the coin's mochel. But the coin's mochel! I'm allowed to do it. That's absolutely not the halacha. You know what the reason why you can't give the coin dough, flour? Because the Torah says so. That's the reason. Torah says, Reishis Ariso Seichem, the first of your dough. It doesn't say the first of your flour. It's a pasuk. People sit there by Shal Shudas and they start darshaning. What's the reason? Oh, it must be because we want to make the tircha for the Kohen. If the Kohen doesn't mind, it's mutter. Right? That's not the halacha. That's what people think. Since people think that, you can't do it. Truma. But by truma, we have the same halacha. But by truma, we say that you can take off again on other things. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Min hanakuv al she'en hanakuv. Let's say somebody takes off truma on a flower pot that has a hole, off flower pots that don't have a hole. So we assume that if a flower pot has a hole in it, it's getting nourished from Eretz Yisrael, it's mamash like a doraisa. But if it has a hole in the, but if it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, then it's only chayav midrabanan. So what if you gave one off the other? You can't do that. So what do we say? Do it again, take again. Take again, take truma again. Take it again. So why don't we say over here by the challah? Take truma now. So take the challah now. Tell the kohen, take it now. So the Gemara says, betray money, toys. If it's two different items, two different kalim, is a flower pot with a hole, flower pot without a hole, people will listen to you. B'chad mana lo tzayis. One kalim, no one's going to listen. No one's going to, these rabbis, what kind of rules are these? That's good. Right? So they won't understand that there's a chiluk. One is two different kalim, people know there's a chiluk. One kalim, people aren't going to realize there's a chiluk. So now the Gemara says, the Iba Yisema, an entirely other reason why you can't give challah or flour. Why? To save the balabas. Not to save the coin, save the balabas. The Iba Yisema, lalam, coin, matzitzais. Really, he will take off the dough again. The kasava, the problem is, balabayas, niskana ani isaso. The coin is, the balabas is going to think, I gave challah. I gave the flour, it's good challah. The asi lamecha bativla. And the rest of his dough is tevel. And he's going to eat it. He's going to think he gave flour. Right? V'amarta adam yudei shem afrisha challah kemach. Aye, people know. You can't do that. So Gemara is going to give the same answer. Yudeina ve'eni yudea. They know that yudei shem afrisha challah. They know you're not allowed to do that. Challah kemach. Ve'eni yudea. They don't know. They suffer. They think, tainamai mishom tircha de kohen. They think it's because the kohen, you shouldn't be matriach de kohen. If tircha de kohen, kabbal alei, the kohen doesn't mind. If the kohen doesn't mind, you can do it. So he's going to knock on the kohen's door. He's going to give him kemach. Kohen, do you mind? Kohen's going to say, of course I don't mind. Right? What's going to happen now? Everything else in his house is still tevel. He's going to think it's good because he gave challah already, and everything he's going to eat is going to be tevel. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, "But to have a truma of yachsav yitrom." So why don't you take it again? Milo tanan, didn't we learn mishenu nikav al nakav truma of yachsav yitrom? Right. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Hokim, we said already. Betray money tzayis with two kalim, people will listen. B'chad money lo tzayis with one kalim, people aren't going to listen. Ah, the low tithe, people aren't going to listen. But now, but we learned, Hatorim Kishos, that somebody gives a truma on cucumbers, Venimsa Mara, and it turns out they were bitter. Or, Avatiach, if someone gives truma on watermelon, Venimsa Saruach, and it turns out it was spoiled. So, truma, it's good truma, Viachso Viyatrom, we have to give truma again. So, if people will listen about the same item, the same watermelon. So how come by watermelon people will listen and by flour people won't listen? So the Gemara says, shiny husk, and there it's different. Mid araisa truma al yehi. Because mid araisa you can give truma on spoiled produce. It's not a nice thing to do. Mid araisa you can. Mid Rav Ilya, from Rav Ilya. The Amr of Ilai, minayin latar, minayin rali yafa, hadam or no, minayin Torah. I can do that. I shouldn't do it, but I can, because shetumas or truma, shenemar v'lasiso, all of chet. Bahari moschem es chelbo. You shouldn't do a chet when you're giving truma. So then, im eino kadosh, if it's not going to work, what kind of chen are you doing? It doesn't work. Obviously it works, but it's a chen because you shouldn't do it. Obviously it works. So midrabanan, we said, that's not a, what kind of truma is that? They're giving the guy spoiled fruit. Come on, do it again. So people will do it again. But here, it doesn't work at all. It doesn't work at all, we said. It's not all, at all good. So we tell people to do it again, they're not going to want to listen. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will. Tomorrow is be Mekadosh with a milva. Everyone have a good day. With a milva.